that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. I'm here on Transformation Talk Radio. What kind of week have you guys had? Like, I feel like I got smacked upside the head with a baseball bat. I guess Mercury retrograde is like over for those of you who follow that. I think it kicked me. So I thought I was going to be back on track. But anyways, if I sound like a guy, it's because I don't feel like $1 million, but we're going to do this and we're going to have a blast. And the show today, we're going to talk about WTF, what to family. So it's going to be lots of fun. I'm here every Monday night, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. I have to think, see? So we're here every Monday night. Sometimes we just talk about different subjects. Sometimes I have a really cool guest on. So this is part one, what to family. The main thing we're going to cover tonight is, what do you do if your whole entire family seems to be on a different wellness journey? Like, say, for instance, you got some teens at home. And I know you guys have probably heard this, or you've said this, because I've certainly heard it a million times when someone says, oh, you know, I have a teen at home and they need to eat differently than we do because they need more calories because they're growing. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that over the years. Or what if maybe your husband or even yourself, you need to maintain weight, and maybe the other partner needs to lose weight? Or let's just say maybe somebody's competing in CrossFit or something. And so the wellness journeys can all be this, you know, completely different and not the same. Or even maybe somebody needs to focus on sleep. Hello, that was me this last week. Not doing so well. So what I want to talk to you about tonight is part one. We for sure want to take our time and just go down the nutrition lane. So as you know, three wellness pillars is my gig. Nutrition is lane one. So that is pillar one. And that is the most important in the sense of, you know, if we don't eat well, we are what we eat. Nutrition is fuel. Food is fuel. So we're going to really focus on nutrition today. I'm going to give you all sorts of examples, things to do, to try, strategies and tools. And then we're going to go into a little bit of an after party because I'm probably going to run over the 30-minute-ish mark. And then next week, next Monday, which is the 19th, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about WTF, what to family, with exercise and mindset. So those are the next two pillars. Remember, pillar two is exercise and number three is the glue, the mindset, where everything falls into that. So make sure you listen to today, part one, before next week. So here we go. You know, when I think about families and transparency, it seems like that is, I don't know, maybe it's not as different as it was when I was growing up. It just seems like maybe we don't see each other as often. So it just seems like we don't have a clue what everybody's doing. It's coming and going and high-fiving and maybe leaving a note, maybe not leaving a note, and being a little bit short with each other, a little short-tempered. And so what do we really know about each other? What do we know about our goals, even if they're professional goals? Or maybe do we know each other's hobbies or even some of our habits? Like, what do you know when your teenager closes the door at night and they're supposed to go to sleep? Maybe they're up all night from anxiety, not on their phone. But do we really know that? Have we had any transparent conversations? So really what today is, I am a huge proponent of collecting data. Because truly, if we don't collect it, we don't know what to do with it. We can't strategize. We can't create any experiments to figure out what works for each of us. And it is your own world. It is trying to develop your wellness that works for you, because everybody is different, even though life is kind of crazy for all of us at one point in time or another. But we really need to figure out what works in your real world. So it's data-driven. So what I'm going to talk to you about, whether it's nutrition or next week with exercise or mindset, we are going to focus on getting some information out of everybody in the family and strategizing on how to actually, here you go, this is going to sound weird, but how to act like a family. You know, I didn't show my unicorn mug today. So what we always do on this show is we sit down in a coffee time kind of couch scenario. So this is where I sip, right? Every week I take a sip. Yeah, buddy. And we kind of chat about different subjects. So usually a guest will bring their mug, or if you're driving, maybe you're having your beverage. I have a guest coming up who's a rebel, and I'm sure she's going to bring a margarita just because she's a rebel. So you never know. So we just sit down, chit chat. All right. So let's put on your nutrition hat. So gathering information, whether you have a 2-year-old, 3-year-old in the house, you can still ask questions. You can, and you know, first of all, I want to say gathering information takes time. And that's what ticks off a lot of people. A lot of clients will come back to me. Had one just this week say, you know, the assignments or the commitments that, you know, we do each week really take a lot of time. They're just consuming my day. And it's like, you know, yeah, wellness does take time. And especially if you're just starting off on this really deep self-discovery and trying to figure out why this roller coaster kind of keeps happening. It does take a lot of time and it does take discovery, but I can promise you it gets easier. It gets to be kind of embedded in your life where you think about it. Yes, you have to think about it all the time. Sorry, there's no cure. So it is going to take a lot of time, and this is going to seem weird if you are a family who's never done this. So let's say you have a 2 or 3-year-old. They have opinions. You know that, those little 2-year-old rebels. So some of these questions, you can sit right down and you can ask them some of these questions. It's kind of hilarious what you'll get out of it. But the point is for you to actually have conversation while you are collecting this information. Yeah, really amazing. Have some conversation. And you don't have to act like know-it-alls, parents. That's the big deal here. You're kind of going to come on down while you're trying to teach independence instead of dependence. That's what we really need to teach our kids. We need to teach them about budgets. We need to teach them about planning, you know, their meals for the week. We need to teach them about how long it takes to prep foods, what good foods are, how they can feel off of eating certain kinds of foods. It really is our responsibility to do that, just like teaching them how to not speed in school zones. School's starting, you guys. Teach them not to speed. So it's our responsibility to teach them. So whether they're 2 or they're a teen, or your 30-year-old is still living at home. Now, I'm not using that as an example. My 30-year-old's not living at home. So have conversations. Everybody's goal is different. I do not want you to discuss weight loss. That is a forbidden subject. You will lose weight if you need to, or gain weight, or maintain weight based off of, as long as you keep those healthy habits, you keep trying to embed them in baby steps, and they become part of who you are and part of who your family is. You will have the scale outcome that you are trying to achieve. Again, I always say, unless there's a medical condition that is underlying. So you will have results. But a goal might be in the family to increase more, you know, better quality sleep. You never know what the goal is. We do know that if there's more support and at least one buddy, that increases your chance of success by 65%. That's huge. I mean, that is, most of it's accountability, as we know, but it's motivation and getting excited to show up and to push each other, and that somebody cares. There's a sense of belonging that you care. So imagine in a family, and even if you don't have anyone living at home, I still want you to listen to this today. I still want you to take notes, re-listen to it, because whether somebody lives under your actual roof or not, you have a family or a group of friends maybe that feel like family to you, and you will encounter a situation, whether it's a holiday, whether you're out and about on a Friday night, you're going to encounter situations where this information will help you so that you can be transparent about your goals, have conversations. So, you know, everybody's got some sort of a family. Okay, so here we go. We're going to gather information, have conversations, teach responsibilities, all those really fun things. You're going to have the talk, which is not like the talk, but it's the talk. And I want to make sure that you don't assume that anyone knows what health is, healthy is or unhealthy is, because you will be so surprised what falls out of some of these questions. I want you to recognize that some people can be super, super strong with nutrition, where the next person in the family could be really strong with physical activity. So let's take a 16-year-old at home, for example. They could be an amazing athlete, just track athlete, strong in that lane. They are exercising all the time. It's not an issue whatsoever. But as far as nutrition goes, they're consuming a heck of a, you know, a lot of calories, but it's saturated fats or running through drive-throughs. So they've got one pillar stronger than the other. And maybe you have somebody at home that is suffering, you know, some negative thoughts or even some depression. So their mindset pillar could be a little bit weaker. And the key here really is trying to keep all three of those at least somewhat steady, even if it's at a C all the way across. So here we are under nutrition. All right. So don't be a know-it-all. Parents, remember, I'm telling you not to be a know-it-all. So let's start with this. I don't want you to give any examples whatsoever. I want you to sit down around the table as a family, or you can sit down, living room, I don't care where it is. And I want you to sit down and ask everybody to create a list. If they can write, if they're old enough to write, then they're going to make their own list. But if you have a little kiddo, a little toddler at home, you're going to ask the questions. And I want you to just ask what their favorite foods are. And I don't want you to say, tell me what your favorite healthy foods are, or tell me what your favorite unhealthy foods are. I want you to have them try to tell you. Okay? So just have them list it. Have them go list broccoli, whatever they might list, Cheerios, whatever. Then I want you to go back and ask them if they feel that food is healthy or unhealthy. So you're really ultimately ending up with two lists for everyone in the family. So Sally's going to have her favorite list of healthy foods determined by her, and her unhealthy foods determined by her, as well as everybody else in the family. And this is really where we need to start with nutrition. This is a long process. This takes time. Might take you a week or two to do this, but this is where you need to start, so you guys all get on the same page. What the family, you know? So bear with me here. Everybody's going to have a list of their favorite foods. And when you think of favorite, I don't want you to hurry. I want you to think of color, texture, you know, whether you can live without it or if you really, really desire it. So we're talking kind of the favorites, even smells. And then after you get your list, it's kind of funny because I've done this with some little ones before. So like a five-year-old might have an example of, you know, they list their foods of, you know, mom, I think healthy are, you know, carrots is my favorite. And then milk, they might say cheese and crackers. And then they might say ice cream because they might believe it, you know, it has milk in it. And so it's their favorite and ice cream's healthy. They also might say on their unhealthy list, broccoli, spinach, that green stuff, you know, mom, I hate that green stuff. It's unhealthy. In chips, they might know something like that. A snack is unhealthy. So kids, just so you know, kids might put on their unhealthy list the things they don't like. Again, all you're doing is creating the list. You can stick them on the counter, put them on the fridge, whatever, but that's your first step. Mom and dad going to do it. Okay. So then the next thing, whether it's a day or two later, whatever. Here's where everybody takes a sip. It's hard when you don't have someone on the show and you're just yakking the whole time yourself. It is fun though. Always do have fun. Kat, are you with me?
I'm here, Peggy.
Oh, see, pulling in my producer. So Kat, what do you think so far about these lovely family lists? Is it making you go, oh my God, it's so much work?
So much work, so much work. I don't even know if the family gets any bigger.
It's like, Kat's going, I only want half of a child, right? After I heard this. Well, you can see where if, you know, it's so funny to just even understand from everybody what healthy and unhealthy, even with your husband, right? What you consider, because it's such an argument.
It's a different world. We don't eat the same things, really.
That's what the show's all about, girl. What the family. So imagine if you guys are on completely different goals. Don't share them here. We're not talking weight loss goals. But if you were like competing in CrossFit and you were really watching your protein, let's say, reducing all your fat, and he's like, doesn't matter, Kat. You know, I can do whatever I want since I was 16. Is that, what's your story at home? Do share.
I'd be very jealous of his burgers,
see?
Hot dogs, steaks.
Exactly. All right. So see, the lists are completely different. Good job, girl. Don't go too far because I'm going to be calling you back.
And I'll be here.
I love to hear what's going on in your world. Okay. So after you have these lists, and I recognize that they're time consuming, I get it. But what we're going to do when we get all this information is to be able to come back around as a family and to be able to create an environment at home that doesn't set somebody else, you know, somebody up for sabotaging themselves and another person up for success. See, mom does most of the shopping. And mom's going to be teaching some of those kiddos. You guys, I can't tell you how many years I have to kind of peel back after we've watched our mama bears do what they, you know, I'm a mama bear, what we've done over the years. Okay, so now you're going to head into the pantry. Yes, in the refrigerator and wherever else you keep foods, including your spices. And I really, really want you to involve your kids. And if you have kids, if you don't have kids, it's you and your spouse. So Kat was on here. Her favorite man here is going to go through this with her. It's not all of our responsibility. It's not just the girl, you know. So I want you to go through and just the first thing that you're going to do is look at what's expired and get rid of it, obviously. So sometimes in our journey 5 years ago, we thought we were going to try, I don't know, whatever, protein powder. I don't want to mention any trade, you know, any names, but you thought you were going to try it 5 years ago and you've never opened it and expired in, you know, 2015. It's got to go. Got to go. So get rid of all sorts of expired stuff. And then I want you to take a different look at it, different lens on it and say to everybody, like, would you even eat this? Like, we thought we wanted Rice Krispie treats, but they've been in here for a while and nobody even really likes them. I'm not saying to toss anything that's not expired. You can give it away. I know you're just going, here, I'm giving unhealthy foods away. But donate or take it to work or something, those foods that your family doesn't need in there. If it's not their favorite foods, it's got to go. It's peace out. So you're in the pantry, you're in the fridge. And what I want you to do when you look at those locations is I want you to be able to, off of you guys' list, everybody now has determined some sort of unhealthy item. So let's just say it's Oreos. You get to each keep one in the house. One of your unhealthy foods that you really love, like it's your favorite, because I'm not all about black and white and getting rid of everything. We have a choice to party. It's just in moderation. So I want each person to keep at least, you know, keep one, preferably as we're starting this out, unhealthy food and have that conversation. And I even have a family. Recently, I've had a family where they did this. I don't make this up. They each had a shelf. And so there were four people in the family and each of them had their name on the shelf because what we were finding is that somebody's little fingers would go up on somebody else's shelf and potentially eat their favorite unhealthy food. And this family will know who I'm talking about because Oreos was one of their favorites. So you could even have fun and put like Sam or Sally or, you know, mom or whatever and just have fun with it. So the reason I want you to do that is you get rid of expired stuff, you figure out the unhealthy food you want to keep, and you're going to figure out the healthy stuff that you want to keep. Yeah, that's what you're going to do. That might be at the end of week one. I'm flying through this stuff for you guys, trying to get through it in one show. This is weeks and weeks worth of breaking this stuff down. Are you ready for the next part? Yeah, here we go. So the next part I want to talk to you about is what you're going to do with your meals, your snacks, your menus when everybody's potentially on a different page. So what we're trying to do is to bring the whole entire family kind of together when they have different goals, not to make anybody feel bad that someone's on a program where they maybe need to lose weight. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. So keep hanging out. So we're going to talk about meals, snacks, and menus. Right. It's another discussion. I'm staring right at you because I know you're thinking, what? I don't want to do any more lists. But you got to have the conversations in order to gather this information. So let's talk about favorite meals. You know, and most often you don't really realize until you move out what your favorite meals are or were when you were growing up. And just make the list. Maybe your 10-year-old loves lasagna. Maybe your partner loves, I don't know, pizza on Friday nights. It is really interesting to see what falls out. And The reason I want you to do that is because when you come together as a family, I want you to teach them, teach each other that you really, really need to plan ahead. You need to look ahead at what everybody's going to make for the week. And we all can't have perfect weeks every single week. I'm just giving you tips, you know, tools and strategies that you can use to try to get back on track and keep them in place, maybe even 80% of the time. Wouldn't that be divine? So let's say your menu, you plan it as a family on Sunday, you post it up. It's going to get so much more automatic than this. You have to pretend to trust me until you do. So maybe Friday night is the family party night, or maybe it's Saturday. Ideally, it would be good to set the day up, the special meal or the most special meal, set that up on a day that the family could be really active, whether it's separately or together. And you could set that all up so that you can kind of counterbalance it out. So that's what you're going to do with your menus. Make sure everybody's represented. Make sure it goes on the list. Make sure you're looking at making the lists, because it's going to be time to talk about going shopping. We've got a couple other subjects that we're going to talk about with nutrition. We're going to talk about shopping, what you're going to do with shopping. We're going to talk about mindful eating. And we're going to go into the after party here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to make sure that I go over just highlights of what we'd have already talked about. And then I want to go over goals, how you talk about nutrition, food goals for the family, and how you can design them so that they support each other and it's setting you up for success. That's what we're going to do, because I am not about a weight loss program. You can do it absolutely quickly, button some things up, do it short term, even 3 weeks. But I'm not into this black and white mentality that it's got to last forever that way. I think it just sets us up for failure. For instance, I've had a couple football players I've worked with over the years, and by the time they get to me at 35 or 40 years old, as teens, they're used to eating, and I'm not kidding, 5,000-6,000 calories a day. And through college, and then what happens? They decrease that activity massively as they go into their late 20s, or they get out of the sport in their 30s, maybe because of an injury or whatever. But those habits are so embedded in the cravings and all of that stuff around those foods. It's really, really difficult to get that cleaned up and get them back on track to what's, you know, for what's really healthy. So if we can start this off with families and rewire some habits, it's going to help everybody in the long run. Okay. So I am going to let you go here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, come on back for the after party. We're going to talk about shopping, mindful eating, and go over some goals. How's that sound? See you real soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.